they all headed off to find a Christmas tree.
Look at all the Christmas trees, Rosie.
Whoa, Blackie. Whoa, Ginger. Did you enjoy the ride?
Yeah!
Christmas trees everywhere!
Choose any tree you like.
Okay. Come on, Rosie.
There were so many trees. Caillou didn't know how they were going to pick one.
Rosie, are you hiding?
I know where you're hiding. Behind that tree.
I see you.
You hide, Caillou.
Okay.
Caillou and Rosie thought the Christmas tree forest was a great place to play hide and seek.
Caillou? Caillou?
Caillou didn't want Rosie to find him, so he stayed very quiet. But suddenly, Caillou felt alone, and he didn't want to play anymore. Caillou didn't like being all by himself.
Rosie? Mommy? Daddy?
There you are, Caillou. Did you find a tree you liked?
These trees are big and scary.
Well, why don't we go over to another row where there are smaller trees, more your size?
The Christmas trees are in a field. One will grow the tallest. The tree that doesn't get sunlight will end up the smallest. Now there is one special tree, small and bent and hard to see, as tiny as a tree can be. That's different, you'll agree.
Bent and tiny Christmas tree, pretty as a tree can be. Bent and tiny Christmas tree, the perfect tree for me.
Now, Caillou, see how each tree is different? Just like you and me.
For some trees it is better to grow up straight and tall. But sometimes strong winds blow, then it's better to be small. Tall is good and so is small. Trees have different lengths. Whatever size, it doesn't matter. Each has different strengths.
Bent and tiny Christmas tree, pretty as a tree can be. Bent and tiny Christmas tree, the perfect tree for me.
The perfect tree for me!
I really like this tree, Mommy.
Really? But it's so small, and it has a big bend in it. Why did you pick this one?
Because it's just like the tree in Daddy's story.
You're right. What do you think, Rosie?
Christmas tree!
Well, that settles it.
Caillou was proud to have picked the Christmas tree and wanted to be sure it was in the best spot in the living room.
Can we put the tree in the middle of the room, Daddy?
It would be a better idea if we put it in a corner, Caillou.
Okay. Over there. No, wait. That corner would be better. No, maybe over there.
What?
Perfect.
Whoa!
Gilbert!
Caillou was very happy with how his tree looked, and he knew exactly what it needed to become a real Christmas tree. That evening, Caillou had a brilliant idea. He wanted to make a special star to put on top of his very own special tree. Meanwhile, Rosie had a few ideas of her own. Rosie made a present for Gilbert, all by herself.
That's wonderful, Rosie. Oh, you're such a big girl now.
Daddy, funny.
Yes, Daddy's funny. What are you doing with the wrapping paper?
Rosie, big girl now.
Gilbert, cut that out. Shoo! Go away!
Are you all right?
Ha ha! Daddy's very funny. Now, could you please help me up?
Could we help you decorate the tree, Daddy?
I think that's a great idea, Caillou.
What's that, Rosie?
Present.
Here you go. Why don't you two help me finish decorating the tree?
Mine! Mommy gave this one to me.
Caillou saw how upset Rosie was, so he decided to let her have the ornament.
Here, Rosie, you can have it.
That was very nice of you, Caillou. Christmas is a time of giving and of sharing, and you did a very good job of sharing with Rosie.
Can I put my star up now?
That's a great idea. Let's see that star of yours, Caillou. What's so funny?
Daddy, funny.
And now the lights.
Wait! I want the room dark. Ready?
Ah.
Oh. The tree doesn't look little anymore.
It looks great.
It's the best tree we've ever had.
Caillou and his family all loved their Christmas tree. Now it felt like Christmas in their home.